This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Hello, Editor-in-Chiefs. I'm Stephanie Flaxman, and you are listening to Editor-in-Chief, the weekly audio broadcast that delivers the art of writing updated for marketing in the digital age so that you can become the editor-in-chief of your own online business. I have another story to tell you today that is related to your online business, a bit of a follow-up to the past couple weeks. The last two episodes were Don't Quit Your Night Job and Why a Unique Selling Proposition Contradicts Everyday Life. And within those stories, you know, they just had a lot to do with the mental things that you go through as you're forming your online business. And then when you actually have to deal with the day-to-day and the problems that inevitably come up and all of the things that you have to think about. So today is sort of the last part of that series, the story that I have is related to that. And then I'm looking forward to moving on into a couple of episodes in the next couple of weeks that are going to be about pitching to editors if you want to get your content on other websites, and also dealing with the rejection that comes along with what happens when you put yourself out there, when you want to be a guest writer for other sites, or if you want a partnership with some other company. And a lot of the times it doesn't work out. Probably most of the time it doesn't work out, but that's okay. And so I'm going to go over things like that. And for today's episode, before we move on to those topics, while it's still fairly fresh in my mind, a few weeks ago, I was at Authority Rainmaker in Denver, which you've probably heard about. It was Copybloggers' annual conference, and we were in Denver. And also, I'll refer to back to one more episode of Editor-in-Chief, where I talked about how I don't always travel that well. And what was the title of that episode? I'm going to look it up right now. So I'll put it in the show notes as well. But there was another episode of Editor-in-Chief where I talked about that. I'm actually a lot better at traveling now, but it makes me a little on edge. I mean, I think it's pretty understandable that if you're used to being in one comfortable environment, traveling probably makes a lot of people a little on edge. But yeah, so that episode where I talk about that is called Tenacity and Tissues, or a specific example of why you're more capable than you think you are. So as I was preparing for Denver, I just wanted to make sure I had everything in place, that I wasn't forgetting anything for the trip. And I actually have a lot of confidence now that I'm going to really be well prepared, and that I can handle anything that is going to happen on the trip. So I have, my little checklist before I leave that has everything I packed. And then I have a little open checkbox. So I have like the items I packed, and then I have a checkbox when I actually pack them going for the trip. And then I have an open checkbox, and on the way back, I check everything off to make sure that I have everything that I've traveled with on the way back when I return home, just to give you kind of an idea of how I prepare for things. And so I'm taking all these extra measures to make sure I have everything. And, all of that gives me a lot of confidence. But so then I got in on Wednesday, and then Thursday was the first day of the conference. Friday was the second day of the conference. So Thursday night, great first day, super fun. Met so many wonderful people. If you're listening, thank you. I loved meeting you guys. It was so much fun to meet everyone in person. And so Thursday night, it was, you're really wound up when you're just talking to a lot of people all day long, and there's just so much going on, so many cool speakers. So I was winding down for the night, but I knew I wasn't, just because of how I am, I knew I wasn't going to immediately fall asleep that quickly. So I was still up at about 2 a.m. I was kind of awake, but kind of asleep. Like I'm resting right now, but I wasn't completely asleep. And I'm in bed, and I hear a sort of rustling noise by my door. But I'm like not fully awake. So I definitely heard something and it startled me a little bit, but I couldn't tell like exactly what the noise was. It was just, I mean, like a rustling noise is really the best way I could describe it. So I get out of bed and I go look through the peephole in my hotel door, and there's no one there. And so I think, okay, probably, you know, the way most hotels are set up, the bathroom door is sort of right next to the main door, the entrance to the hotel room, just sort of at a right angle to each other there. And so I think, okay, I probably like put my toothbrush down weird and it fell over, or, you know, something fell over in the bathroom. So I go and I look in the bathroom. And I look in the sink, which catches my eye, and the sink had completely backed up. And it's hard to describe exactly what it was, but I've been calling it a shit sink because there's no other way really to accurately describe it in my world of what happened when all the plumbing backed up. So the noise was like a gurgling noise of the sink actually like the plumbing backing up. So there, I'm in my bathroom at 2 a.m, kind of half asleep, half awake, looking at my sink and thinking, wow, this was the last thing on my mind when I was preparing for this trip that was going to happen. You know, I wanted my phone charged and all these things, but it's 2 a.m. and I'm staring at a sink. I have a lot of like natural optimism in me. And so one of my first thoughts was like, at least it wasn't the toilet because I can still like go to the bathroom, and at least it was in the shower so I can still shower in the morning. But I'm thinking about, you know, it's 2 a.m. I'm getting up at 6 to get ready for the conference the next day. I'm thinking about like getting ready for the day and the obstacle of the sink. And so I wish I could describe it better, but that's really what it was. It was backed up plumbing all in my sink. And so I'm thinking, how am I going to get ready? How am I going to deal with this in the morning? I'm thinking, okay, I need to leave extra time because I have to go down to the front desk and tell them about this. And then I was also thinking, well, I put the do not disturb sign on because I don't want anyone coming in my room while I'm here, but someone's going to have to come in here to, you know, to fix this mess. And I was able to actually go to sleep. And in the morning, I really hadn't figured out a plan of how I was going to get ready without the sink. The sink worked, but, you know, I didn't really want to go that near it, you know, not terribly appetizing brushing your teeth and that. So in the morning, the sewage or the contents of the sink had actually gone back down. I don't know how, because it was mushy, like liquidy, like in the sink. And then in the morning, it had all, I don't know, I guess whatever was clogged worked itself out. And it went down, but there was like a complete residue around the sink. The sink was not white anymore. You can use your imagination of what color the sink was. But so there was this big residue, but it made it a little bit easier to get ready. I mean, I just had to suck it up and be like, I'm working with what I have. And I went down to the front desk and I just told them what happened. And I think it was a common problem because she was like, what room are you in? It was it blah, 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 blah. And it was in that room, but it makes it sound like they're aware of this problem happening every once in a while, or maybe very often. I don't know. But I went to the conference, and during lunch, I went back to my room and someone had cleaned it up and it was all fine and dandy. And it was great. But so the point, and I wrote all this down as it was happening, was it really just reminded me of how scary it is to plan everything when you're starting your business and when you're growing your business, and you want everything to be perfect. You want to have control over everything. And there's a lot of preparation that you can take to position yourself well, to make the best decisions that you can the first time. So, and if you do make mistakes, you know, at least you did the best you could with what you had to work with. But there's also so much unexpected stuff that will come up. And you're capable of preparing for that too. Like I said before, the last thing on my mind and all my planning of for the trip and all the detail that I did not think that the second night I was there at 2 a.m, I was going to be presented with a shit sink. That was not on my radar. I didn't even know that was possible. That's never happened to me before, luckily. And so when things do come up that you didn't plan and prepare for, you are more than capable of handling them well and calmly. And you just take care of it. So you can't worry. I mean, you can worry, but you don't have to worry about all the things that will throw you for a loop, because there will be plenty of things that throw you for a loop in your business. But no matter how well prepared you are, these things will come up, but you deal with them. I mean, I didn't know how I was going to deal with my sink, but I just did it. And that's kind of the mentality that you have to have when you push forward and grow your business. Like, I don't know everything that's going to come up. I don't know what's going to happen when I try this or do this or reach out for this partnership or try to guest post here or try to increase my content. I mean, you just don't know what's going to happen. But you can roll with it and you can deal with it. And the more relaxed that you stay, one of the things that I think really helped me in that situation is I just didn't panic. I mean, there really wasn't anything to panic about. But I mean, I was concerned about how I was going to get ready for the next day. But, you know, I stayed really calm. And it's actually like scientifically proven. I can't cite a study off the top of my head right now. But when your body is relaxed and when your nervous system is relaxed, your body heals itself and it knows how to find a sensible resolution to whatever problem you may be facing. But you have to be in that relaxed state to have that clear head and move forward the best way that you can. If you panic, you're just, it's going to be more of a mess. So that is the story that I wanted to share. And it really comes down to, I think, making things as simple as possible, because then when unexpected things do come up, because they always will, you'll be able to handle them well and possibly even brilliantly. And you might be really proud of yourself and happy that it happened because you were able to see a situation where you were able to stay calm and be relaxed and things were not going the way that you wanted them to. But you were able to handle them really well. So that is the story that I wanted to share for you. Just something to think about if you're concerned that things are going to go wrong and you're not going to know how to handle them. You totally will. And one thing that you can do to make a great decision for your online business is check out the Rainmaker platform for hosting all of the work that you do online. Editor-in-Chief is actually brought to you by the Rainmaker platform. It's the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. You can find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform. And that will give you a really good handle on a lot of the elements that you need to form a really solid online business that you can feel confident about. So you can check out that. And yep, like I said earlier, in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to start a series on pitching your writing to editors, partnerships, things like that, and then how to deal with the inevitable rejection that you will have. I hope you will join me for that. And if you like listening to Editor in Chief, please go over to iTunes and leave me a rating or a review over there. It just takes like a couple minutes if you're into iTunes. It's super, super easy. So I would really appreciate that. And thank you so much for joining me this week. I am Stephanie Flaxman. You have been listening to Editor in Chief. Now, go become one.